Good afternoon. This is Brother Kalfani Malik Khaldun, Indiana political prisoner, voice of the voiceless. I am calling in from the Westville Correctional Facility in Indiana. On May the 24th, after a series of bogus conduct reports being filed against me for multiple issues that occurred at Miami Correctional Facility on their unit called the Restricted Housing Unit, RHU, I am currently being housed at a concentration camp called WCU Westville. I've been here since May the 24th, and my struggle continues. The title of this piece is, for the most part, The Struggle Continues for Brother Kalfani Malik Khaldun. The day I arrived here on May the 24th, I was given a small portion of my property. I was placed in a very unsanitized cell, and I was given the basics, my hygiene, some clothing, and I was told that I would be given other additional property later on. What has become what I thought would be a good transfer to a nice unit has become a nightmare, because this unit is not only not what it used to be, it's definitely out of something out of this world. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it used to be a very clean unit, very sanitized unit. The upkeep is terrible, the food is terrible, and the overall process of mail, of trash pickup, of sanitation, everything is downgraded now. It appears to be deliberately neglected by a bunch of individuals who may or may not have a vested interest in this unit anymore. And I think when we talk about chain of command, it may have been something that was left behind by the staff who had this unit prior to the guys who have it now. You know, so I won't appear to be shooting no shots at the current administration, because I want to give them an opportunity to make it right. I've already filed a notice of tort to explain not only to the people, but to the courts and to those who are involved as far as the administrative staff here, that there are some things that need to be done, that there are some things that's been highly neglected, and that for them to be administrative officials in charge of my custody and the conditions to be so unbearable, that I want to hold them accountable for making the necessary moves to upgrade and clean up this environment. So as a professional political prisoner myself, I am going to give these individuals an opportunity to be professional, to do the work and the business of cleaning this unit back up and making it more livable and more respectful toward the prison elements that are in their custody. When I first arrived, I was in this unit. It's a central air unit, but you know, over the summer, it's been extremely hot. From May 24th to now, we've had 100 degree hot days, and the ventilation system was little to none. I have sat in that cell days on end, suffering to the point of heat exhaustion. But what bothers me the most is, prior to me coming here, some of these guys say they've been in these cells going through this for 18 months, 16 months, 15 months, a year and a half. But I filed agreements. I filed a notice to explain to them what they were subjecting me to. And within weeks, the air is on now. So the process of getting things back to going where they should be and how the conditions should be upgraded may be in the process of taking place. But it appears that I had to file the necessary paperwork to get the ball rolling. I have also initiated a tort claim and a federal suit against Miami Correctional Facility, because the day they locked me up and placed me in segregation, which was on April 17th of 2022, and placed me in that HU unit, the restricted housing unit, I packed up everything that I owned. And, you know, I had at least $300-$400 worth of commissary and hygiene. All that came up missing. I have clothing missing. I have shoes missing. I have personal items like watches and glasses and things like that that came up missing. So I found the necessary paperwork, and I'm trying to get it out to them, to the superintendent, assistant superintendent, and the commissioner's office here in the state of Indiana, putting them on notice that either they do a diligent search for my property to discover it, or to notify me that they are liable of it being displaced. One way or another, there's no way that all of that property just disappeared or walked away. Those who are responsible for the property room maintenance and inventory of my property are and will be held accountable. They will be liable for that property disappearing because it didn't walk away. Officers, administrative staff, sergeants, lieutenants who had access to that property room had something to do with that property coming up missing. Now, I will drop all legal litigation if my property is produced. So I'm going to give them an opportunity to say, Brother Calfani Malik, we found your property. We've done the due diligence to find your property. If they do that, I'll forego all legal litigation. But if they do not do that, then they will be held liable and will be sued, and I will seek compensation and damages for the return of all my lost property. There is no doubt I want my property back. Thank you. I love you. Power to the people. This is Brother Calfani Caldoon tuning out. All right, brother, I got to go. They're coming to get me.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.